This is Wade here. Don't touch that dial. In everybody's life, there are times in our days, maybe every day, maybe once a week, maybe occasionally, that we feel that blah inside us, that silence, that, we're looking for some kind of a inner compass. And perhaps we look for something to fill that void. Of course, the normal reaction to that would be to turn on the television, or God forbid, turn on the music or something else. Or maybe we go towards food and fill our cheeks with food so that we find that inner comfort that we seem to be missing or have lost. But we are told in Islam something that is always there for us, that we should be turning to, and that takes care of us. And that's what we want to talk about today. Of course, the time after the Holy Prophet, where the Prophet had brought the Quran, we turn to the Quran and we turn to the Holy Prophet for our laws, but there is one part of the triangle still missing, and that is our living Imam and the whole lineage of the Imams. So today, when you feel alone, we know that the Imam is that void that a lot of us might be missing when we're not connecting directly to him, which we should be doing. In a letter to Sheikh Mufid, the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, had addressed the Shias by saying, "We have never neglected you, nor have we forgotten you." So with this in mind, when we feel like we are alone, like people don't understand our situation because our situation must be different from everyone else's, or when we just can't find the people to communicate with, perhaps we're in a place where we have no family, we must remember that there is always, of course, first and foremost, there's always Allah to talk to, but the Imam is living and he is waiting actually for us to unload our problems, our troubles, our oppression, not those that we do to others, but those that others do to us, and our injustices on him. So if we include our Imam as a friend, like we're supposed to, like we're recommended, like he wants us to do, we will never feel alone, because that relationship between servant and master, if you like, will get stronger and stronger. For those of us who are not very comfortable speaking with the Imam yet, we do have the du'as like Du'a Faraj, or Du'a Azam al-Bala, or Du'a Nutba, which we can actually do at any time, or Ziyarat Ashra, that develops the relationship between us and the living Imam. As we build the knowledge of the servant and the master, we will feel more comfortable talking to him directly. So remember that he has never neglected or forgotten you. So it's time that we learn how not to forget him. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Glad you stayed. Sister Spade.